Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back.
What's up? It's your girl AJ. Welcome to a new episode of We Talk Back. Hey.
Hey, y'all. It's Tam Bam. I kind of love y'all. I kind of don't. Like, I'm feeling like City Girls when she said, I'm gooking on my period PMSing. This nigga fucking on me and I'm stressing. That shit hitting right now. Except for ain't nobody fucking on me, but I'm stressed and I'm gooking on my period. I don't even know what that mean, but I feel like I'm doing it.
Shane, what do that mean? PMSing?
Yes.
I don't have PMS.
My emotions are all over the place.
I don't have PMS, you know. I never did. Like, I be the same every day until.
Girl,
look,
fuck
until I'm fucking
here.
Not. When I'm PMSing, I don't even talk to people for real. So you won't even know. I'm going to just be laying the fuck down. But I don't be mean.
No, I feel like I don't have no choice but to talk to motherfuckers. Especially with us under contract.
You in that fucking contract, bitch. It's like it got a chokehold on your life.
On my neck.
Hey, look. We are very good business partners. We are definitely fulfilling our contractual obligations.
Every
no
week.
Motherfucking problem. This shit is light work.
Yes. It's actually fun.
It is.
No lie.
Yes.
It was a good time.
Listen. So how the fuck was your turkey day?
Girl, I ate so much. I felt bad at the end of the night because I just ate to a gluttonous amount. I ate shit that I don't even eat. Like, I don't eat sweet potato pie, but I ate it yesterday. I don't even really like it, but I ate two slices.
Who don't like sweet potato pie?
I don't like pies.
You like yams?
I do like yams.
Man, I know it's a different consistency, but dog, who don't like sweet potato pie? I think everybody.
Me, I just said,
who don't like sweet potato pie.
I don't like pies.
But what's the difference between, I know the difference between a pie and a cake, but... So you don't like mashed up fruits and vegetables? Is that what it is? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's the texture.
Oh, you know, you might be on a spectrum.
It's not. I think sometimes I do because my tone comes across the wrong with people all the time. And I think I might be mildly on the spectrum. Shout out to us.
I think everybody on the motherfucking spectrum.
In a way, yes, right?
Because I definitely can get on the spectrum sometimes.
Then my sister and her fiance could not stop touching each other. It was getting on my nerves. Like, get off each other. Damn, y'all like each other that much? I smack the shit out of both of y'all.
Not you hating because you ain't had a turkey date, bitch.
I know. I would say it's so bad. I had grabbed my sister from off of her fiance. It was just like, you want somebody to hold you, bitch? Come here. I'll hold you, ho. Relax.
My turkey day was all right, man. But you know, I'm not the meat eater. And especially on Thanksgiving, that's when you're going to get all the pig feet and the neck bones and the turkey wings. You know,
turkey.
That's one thing I do miss. I do miss turkey wings and I do miss like my barbecue chicken off the grill. Other than that, I could do without all that shit. So I had to cook my own little side of collard greens. Mm-hmm. And I made my own little mac and cheese.
What they got in mac and cheese that you can't have?
I just prefer my mac and cheese. That's all.
Damn. Your mom, you said.
Shut up, bitch.
I ain't even gonna say that because.
I do not feel like fighting, girl.
All right, I'm gonna keep that to myself, y'all.
I don't feel like fighting nobody, mama, mine, or yours about their motherfucking mac and cheese, okay?
I ain't gonna say shit.
But my low ass pan of mac and cheese is gone, bitch. That's all I'm gonna say. But wait, if
you're and the other one's still there?
The big one is still there.
The big one's still there. Damn. Shade.
Listen,
that was shade.
You gotta accept change. Change is good.
Right.
That mac and cheese don't cut it no more.
We had a good time though. We were dancing, doing what every black family does. We played games, we danced, we raced in the street. I don't know if y'all do that, where y'all from, but I always end up racing somebody at the end of the night at some point drunk, barefoot in the street because I'm from South Carolina. So I raced and I won. I smoked them hoes per usual.
What that bookie was looking like running down that street, bitch?
like two motherfucker basketballs on my back.
They probably thought you was gonna lose because of that bunkie, like it's holding you down or something.
No, that shit catapults me into light speed, bitch. Ass be gone. on the video, you can hear me say, bye, bitch. Boom, and I'm off.
Shame.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, but I don't know. I have no... I ate a bunch of sweets yesterday, and I feel terrible today. On top of the liquor, it's like, you know, come Monday, I'm doing like a real live detox because I'm still not done.
Detox.
I'm still not done.
I'm going on vacation, so I'm just going to eat. I'm going to eat like, I'm going to eat a lot. I'm not going to lie, but I'm probably eat like fresh fruits and vegetables and fish and like, but just a lot of it. But I don't want nothing heavy. Like that shit got me feeling, that nigga itis was real yesterday. Yeah. Like I was knocked out. Between eating all that shit and running, my old ass running down the street at full speed, a bitch was asleep by 7 o'clock for about an hour.
You should have probably ran some more of them sprints to get them calories up out you. Get that food off you right quick.
Yeah. I raced twice and I won both of them. Them hoes couldn't match my speed. I was Sha'Carri Richardson out there.
I
want to
race you one day. I run pretty fast.
Girl, I smoked the fuck out of you, AJ.
I seen that video, nigga. You look like my fucking Toad.
I didn't. Okay. All right, let's go to you. We're going to record it for the show because I'm going to smoke the fuck out of you, Ashley.
We going to see. We going to see.
All right.
Yeah. It's going to be team.
And then you're going to be out there, you cheated. You cheated.
You got them low, short ass fucking legs. Them damn legs.
Them motherfuckers go.
Like that, we going to race and we going to record it.
And share it with y'all so y'all can see AJ lose.
So what else we got going on, child?
Oh, Kanye West said he want Kim back.
He Geminian. Boy.
Yeah.
I don't think she's dating that white guy. I just...
She is. She's really... They spend a lot of time together.
Maybe they doing a movie together or something.
No, she fucking with him. I think the whole family going
white
this year.
They're still married. So...
They're separated. You can date when you separate.
Jeez, did they get separated through the courts?
I'm assuming she's public with this nigga.
When I tell you Kim K don't waste no motherfucking time, that's me.
Yeah. I like that. I like that.
Yes.
About her. I used to not like her, but I actually like her. She does a lot of good
Kim
work.
I love Kim K.
You know?
I never not liked Kim Kardashian. Always liked Kim K.
I did. I always felt like maybe she was a, you know, culturally appropriated blackness.
I mean, yeah.
For a while, but looking at the works that she does, like in like justice reform and get niggas off death row and all that stuff. Like, I can't salute that. I can't even lie.
But then, you know, stuff like that is also still, to me, is still a part of white supremacy because they would allow somebody like that to get in a position to make those changes because you have people, there's groups behind her. It's not like Kim K is doing this stuff by herself. And I forgot.
Right, but it's her platform and her face that makes it go through.
That's what I'm saying. And that's that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's the bullshit. Because I feel like our organizations, we should be able to do that without this big face.
Make it happen for ourselves,
yeah,
right?
We can't.
But
however she can get in there and do the work, I'm proud of it.
Same.
But she better not let my twin fuck with her, man. Because he definitely
Kanye?
Yeah. Because I know exactly how she feels. Like when you see your ex with somebody, like you really almost want them back in your mind. Even if you ended it, it's just like, damn, they about to go on and live happily ever after
and be happy
with somebody else. I'm mad.
I'm mad.
I'm mad. Like a little kid. That would be me.
But you don't even want their ass back. You just only want them because they with somebody else and you
exactly.
ain't.
Exactly. That's all it is. Kanye, I'll be your girlfriend.
Y'all kill each other.
I wouldn't kill Kanye. I understand him.
Y'all kill each other. I can see you outside now with a white face mask on, walking around looking like you about to rob a bank.
Look, did you see that there a lot of people are insinuating that you know, the distribution label or whatever, Empire Records, that Young Dolph was associated with? They're saying like the owner of it may have had a They're saying the owner of it may
say that again.
They're saying the owner of it may have had a life insurance policy on him. And mind you, a few of their artists have been killed. Hold on a second.
Well, that's smart to have a life insurance policy on them because they
but why are y'all fucking
rapping about death and
keep getting murdered?
So you trying to say he having them killed for the money?
It's possible. Very well possible. I don't know. That's another conspiracy.
Oh, did you over the holiday, did you see the new movie by Kevin Hart?
Yeah, I watched it today.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched it.
What's your thoughts? All right, so Kevin Hart has a new miniseries on Netflix called True Story. And it's really good, y'all. Y'all need to go watch it if you haven't. It's nice to see him doing something besides comedy because I don't think he's that funny. But I like him doing serious shit. Like, I do. I prefer him doing stuff that where he's not trying to make us laugh.
He has his times. A couple of his specials were funny. And then, you know, it's like hit or miss. It just may not be our cup of tea. But I do think he's funny sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. There was that Deirdre shit. I still use that when I'm late.
What's the joke?
He said he was late because he ran into a Deirdre on the highway. It was a half deer, half zebra. Animal on the highway. Yeah, I still use that shit.
I ran into a deer, bro. You stupid.
But yeah, the movie, that show is good. I mean, the miniseries is really good. And it definitely, especially if you're someone who's fame, you have fame or you've gotten a lot of money, you done got it out the mud and made your way up, and you have concerns about, oh no, I can't say that. I don't want to tell y'all that shit.
What?
That's a spoiler. But you just, you know, about who's around you and who's what intentions are good and whose intentions are bad for you. Like, you never know,
no,
right?
You don't.
Guess you ain't even got to be rich to have that happen going on, right?
Hell no. That's just, people don't know what you life. Got going on in life and they count your pockets. Happens mm-hmm. every day, B. Yeah, but that was a good, it was good. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was really good. I like the whole
person. Yeah, I didn't have any expectations. Wesley Snipes looked good, too. He looked like he on a vegan diet.
Who?
Wesley Snipes?
I think he is vegan, you know.
Mm-hmm. He look it. He look
he
good.
Does. He does. He looks healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes.
He's starting to look like Tu Wong Fu Wesley back then when he was young and a woman.
That was one of my favorite movies back then. Did you watch that movie? Too long, no, thanks for everything. I like that movie.
It was John Leguizamo, Wesley Snipes. Who else was in that? Girl, you don't know nobody's name. I don't know why.
Yes, you be really into fucking movies, dog. I just watch TV. Okay? I gotta use my fucking brain space for some other shit. I can't be remembering this stuff. This ain't why I be forgetting people. I remember every face, but I will forget your fucking name.
Halle Berry had a movie come out called Bruce. Did
I
you see that?
I want to see that. I passed.
It's losing Isaiah 2.0. Go watch it. It is.
I saw the preview for it when I was flipping through Netflix. I passed it by.
She a lesbian.
Oh, shit.
It too.
I'm about to go watch that.
I ain't never get to see Halle eat no coochie before. I'm tuning in.
She ain't eating coochie on there.
She is.
Bitch, you're so nasty.
Yes, Holly. Yes.
So you ain't have no Thanksgiving bae this year?
No, man. People were sending me like they fees to be my Thanksgiving bae. You seen that shit going around? Like $200, I come and I smile and talk with your family, play yes. with the kids. $500, I whisper I love you across the room for everybody to see. I ain't want to pay. So I ain't have no holiday.
You could have had somebody there.
No.
Mm.
Did you?
No. Look, I said that too fast.
Oh. Yeah.
This is the first year in a while, the first holiday season that I've been single. So no bae at the dinner table.
I've been single every holiday since 2016.
God dang.
Damn, you sound like Kevin Hart when Don Cheadle said his age.
Yo, now see, Kevin Hart might be like funny how it was a certain person we went to college with. And that nigga just was fucking funny, just regular.
Juju?
Yes. But I seen that nigga do stand up and I had secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just naturally funny. But like when you have to, it's scripted, it's not.
Naturally funny. So maybe that's Kevin Hart shit. Like he gonna say some funny shit at the damn kickback at the house.
Right. Off the dome real quick. But yeah, I've been in there single by myself every year since 2016. I'm getting used to it. It's not so bad. Mm-hmm. My niece did say something to me that made me almost double backslap her ass in front of everybody, but I didn't.
What happened?
Because I said, y'all need to get in the kitchen. Y'all need to y'all need to learn how to cook some of this stuff. Like, come in the kitchen with us and learn. What you going to do when you get a man? You can't feed him no turkey sandwich. She's like, well, you know how to cook all that stuff and you still ain't got no man. Girl, I slapped the shit out of you. Girl, I had to walk outside with my mimosa and I had to recite Sierra's prayer to myself 3 times before I walked back in the house.
Bitch. Hey, she would have got her ass beat up. Like, it's the truth now, nigga. It's the truth now.
Right, but you ain't have to say it. I just want you to learn.
But that's your DNA, bitch, because you would have had that same rebuttal at 18.
Yeah.
You would have said the same shit to her.
And my mama thought it was so funny. And I was like, girl, you ain't got no man either. What the hell you laughing at?
With that good old potato salad. That potato salad ain't keeping no nigga. I don't even know what these niggas want no more, dog. Do they even want to eat? I don't even think they want to eat, dog. They ain't working no more.
Bitch. DoorDash done fucked everything up for a bitch.
These niggas just want you to niggas fall don't need you to cook in you. Line. They don't know what they want, girl. They just want you to fucking follow their ass blindly. Do what they say. I'm sick of niggas telling me they don't like the word no. So I can't tell you no about nothing?
I don't like the word no either, so I get it.
Okay, it just depends on what the fuck I'm saying no about. If it's anything to do with my anatomy, no, nigga. I can say no.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not getting on a scale in front of you so you can see how much I weigh. No, nigga.
Why? Does it matter?
You like fat girls or not? Like, nigga, do you like fat bitches or not? Like,
girl, you're not even fat. Shut up.
Hey, we bunks it all over nigga forehead. Come here. Come here.
We like, all right, we not fat in South Carolina and Georgia. We might be fat in LA, but out here we straight.
Fat as fuck in LA, okay? We fine as hell in the South.
And that's where I live, so.
We geographically fit, bitch.
Girl, let's pay some bills real quick. So I had this conversation with this guy while I was driving back home from Thanksgiving about why we didn't work. And it helped me to create content for today's episode because I told him that he didn't want to love me based upon my love languages. He didn't want to speak to those love languages. And that's why we didn't work, because he wanted to love me the way that he enjoyed being loved instead of how I did. So that was a problem for me. And he said, because I want gifts, I just want a nigga to buy me. What? I don't want no nigga to buy me. Just because that's my love language don't mean that that's what I want to be bought. First of all, if I wanted to be bought, you probably couldn't afford it. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep it spade. I'm not trying to be bought by you. But I do want you to speak to my love language.
Right.
You know, and I told him I grew up with a lot of love, but I didn't grow up with a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I like motherfucking stuff. And it don't have to be like, go buy me a house or go buy me that new Mercedes GLE that I want in white with black interior. Not that. I mean, but if you're listening, yes. But if, you know, whatever. It don't have to be that. If you listen to what I'm saying and I say I like vanilla candles and then you come over here with a vanilla candle because you saw it was on sale when you was walking through Target, that shit
absolutely
means something. That's a coochie coupon ding.
From a candle. You know what I'm saying? It's like, light work.
from, yeah, just little shit like that. It's thoughtful. And I like stuff like that. But I'm also the same way, because I'll be walking through the store and I'll be like, damn, that shirt will look fine on him.
Exactly.
I'm going to pick it up.
I feel like women always buying men little trinkets and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But they ask, they act like, I don't know. They always act like somebody trying to play them if they buy them something. Like, I'm trying to finesse. Like, I buy you shit too. I'm not trying to finesse you. But I like to receive things. I won't say like, period. I won't say like receiving gifts is my love language, but I do love gifts. Like, what woman doesn't? I think, did we talk about the five love languages? So the five love languages is, you know, words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, acts of service, receiving gifts. I would say my love language would probably lean more towards like the physical touch and quality time, because, bitch, I like to lay up and watch TV and touch.
That's my least one is touch.
I love it. I like to kiss.
I like cuddling, and I do like touching, but I don't like motherfuckers touching me. You know, like, I have to be the aggressor when it comes to touching. I don't know. I'm not going to say that, because I don't like motherfuckers I don't like that trying to touch me.
That's different. Exactly. I'm not even about to be laying out with you. It's no quality time required.
I'm not ready. But I would have, like, if a nigga even touched my back, it would feel like, you remember if you got slapped in the back, you know how your body would just jerk for it? That's what it would feel like. Ugh.
Yeah, but I'm not about to be spending quality time for somebody I don't like. So that's not what I'm saying. Like, of course, you're going to be like, I've been with somebody. When you start falling out of love with somebody when they touch you, it's like, don't fucking touch me. That's when you know shit is over. But when you like somebody, you feeling somebody, like, quality time and touching, like, I love that. I love for somebody to rub me up. We don't even got to have
sex. Mine is gifts and quality time.
Gifts and quality time.
Mm-hmm.
So buy me some shit and spend some time with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ain't got to say, like, words of affirmation. That's cool, too. That would probably be my third most important. But I don't need that. I be affirming myself in the mirror. I need you to buy me some nice shit that you saw that I like. Throw some gas in my tank. Pick up the sandwich I enjoy. But this ain't even like every day you got to come in the house with something in your hand for me. I'm not like that. But I just like nice gifts. I like gifts.
Periodically.
And then quality time. Because the type of men I usually date have money and no time. I'm finding that to be a pattern.
Mm.
Everybody got money they got money for gifts, but they ain't got no time. I'm tired of that too.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
You want a nigga with money or you want a nigga with time?
Man, I feel like
I've heard that before.
A motherfucker, even niggas with money, like, they make time for what they want to make time for. So if they want to see you, they gonna make sure they make some time to see you. So I'm never letting a nigga use that as a fucking excuse.
Excuse.
Yeah, because that's what it is. When you fuck with somebody, you wanna see their ass. You wanna touch on them. You want to go eat with them. You want to be around them. Even if they got to come with you to do the busy shit.
Right.
You don't want them there.
But I can't come with you because I'm busy too. I can't. I just ain't got time.
You a psycho. So you want a nigga to have time when you got... me personally, I don't want... Like, if I'm supposed to always be waiting for you to be available, that's some bullshit.
I respect when someone says they don't have a lot of time, because I feel like I don't have a lot of time either between work and this. You can't sit in my shop with me. You can't. Nigga, why are you here? This girl don't want you to see her alopecia. Go. Or while I'm doing this, I don't need you sitting in here listening to me. So, like, listen to it when it airs. Give me the stream, nigga. Don't sit in here while I'm recording. Right. So I can respect that, you know, somewhat. But when you do have free time, I want you to give it to me.
Right. But then what if they got kids? Then you got to calculate your free time. Your free time might be one.
Fuck them kids.
That's how I feel. But, you know, we don't have kids. No, I'm just joking. We be, like, selfish with that. But that's one of the reasons why I don't like fucking with niggas with kids. Or, like, the beginning stages where you don't know the kid can't hang around you, and this dumb shit that be going on. It's like, this kid don't know who's who. You know what I'm saying? But that's when I don't like when a nigga got kids. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you gotta wait. I gotta wait for you to be available. Like, I don't feel like competing for time between you, for you, between, you know, me and this kid all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't get comfortable until, you know, y'all can all hang out together.
Right.
You know, now we can, if we want to go do something fun, we could take the kid with us. But it's right. that little stupid little funky stage I don't like.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't like it.
So basically.
But I haven't experienced that much. I've only really taken serious one guy with kids. So the rest of them, I'd be like, okay, you got to go with your baby. Bye, nigga, next. You know, but but there is only one guy that I've taken serious with kids, and his kids were on a different continent when we were dating. So it wasn't like they were always around.
Exactly right. Out of sight, out of mind.
But then when they came around, it was cool. By the time I did finally meet them, we were serious and they were sweet little girls. And I did grow to build a relationship with them individually.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
We can have, so I never had
Have another show about niggas and kids.
Have you ever dated a single father?
Yeah, my ex. Yeah.
The kids were living with him?
He had two kids and he had one lived full time. Mm-hmm. It'd be regular. But then, you know, you get with somebody like that, and if you plan on being with them long term, like, you automatically turn into a mama. And I just feel like I never got any grace, like a grace for that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm literally coming from this single ass fucking lifestyle to being a mama. And having to be responsible.
I felt like that just over the summer though when we had kids. Like, damn, I'm a whole mom in here. This nigga get to go to work and I get to stay here with these kids all day.
Because, you know, some days I don't eat. Like, I'll eat some bullshit and be content and go to sleep. Like, when you are responsible for other people's nourishment, like, it seemed like you always fucking cooking. Like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, this nigga had me on a fucking schedule. Like, even if he just ate, just based on the time of day, he's, like, acting like he didn't even eat because of the time of day. Like, breakfast is at this time, lunch is at this time, and dinner is by this time. So if I fuck around and feed that nigga dinner at 5 o'clock, he like, I ain't eat. We did eat, nigga. It just wasn't dark
outside. Why he eating dinner at 5 o'clock?
That's not late. That's a good dinner. No?
That's too early.
Nah, that's not too early.
I'd be right there with him. Yeah, we ain't fucking eat. That was a snack at 5.
No, you can have a snack later on in the evening if you're still hungry. But
no, dinner is dinner time. It's dinner time, bitch. That was my snack. I don't know what the hell.
Bitch, I'd be over here trying to eat before 7 o'clock. It's like, I can't keep up with my little personal shit I like to do for myself when you have other people you're responsible for. Your man.
Shout out to parents, man.
Jeez.
Being a parent seems so hard. I commend you all.
Man, they don't be liking a motherfucking churn either, child.
They love them, but they don't like them all the time.
Hell no.
Yeah, I could get that.
Kids is just not one of their love languages. So affirmations, like somebody sending you text messages all the time, just affirming your day. Like, would you like something like that?
It's, you know, honestly, I think my love languages change depending on the man sometimes because, and how I feel about the man, because I would like that from somebody I like a lot. But when I get that good morning queen text from a nigga I ain't really feeling, I'm like, boy, get your
yes.
Oh. Get your motherfucking ass
off my text.
Good morning, queen. But if I like you, I'd be like, good morning, king.
I'll never say good morning, king.
I know, me neither. I'm joking.
I'd be like, hey.
I'm like a whole nigga. I'd be like, yo.
Europe. That's me. I'd be like, Europe.
Yo.
Oh, no. But I do think your love languages can change. Listen, just like you said, from person to person. We got too much control, women. It's like, everything is cool until you don't like a nigga. That nigga can smack your ass on a jam job. It's not sexual harassment unless you fucking ugly and I don't like you. That's fucked up.
Right. That's why it's just best to not do it. Like, just don't smack nobody ass on the job, whether you think she like you or not. The workplace has changed, guys, hasn't it? You used to be able to grab them by the pussy. Not no more.
I'm going to take that that love language test. What was the website again?
So, yeah, guys, if you want to determine what your love languages are, we didn't say that. Like, how the fuck do they know what their love languages are? We took a quiz. So it's if you go to 5, it's the number 5, lovelanguages.com. You can go ahead and take the quiz, and it'll tell you what your love languages are based on your personality. It's a personality test. So go take that test and figure out who the fuck you are so you can determine what your love languages are. And that is how you want to receive love. That's not how you give love to others, right? Right. With your love language is how you want to receive it.
And I think...
So you have to discover what your partner's love language is too. So, you know, you can give it to them the way they want it.
Yeah, and I think the easiest way is just to find somebody who may have the same love languages as you do, or just have the same definition of love as you do, just to make it a little bit easier. I don't know.
I just need to understand what your love languages are so I can fulfill them for you. They don't have to be the same as mine. If you need me to affirm you some more, I'll put post-it notes up in the bathroom, in your bathroom, so you can be reassured.
I think most men love language may be like
physical touch and words of affirmation. Yeah,
I think men need a lot of affirmation. You know, they're not as secure as they, you know, may appear.
And they live in a world where they get beat up a lot by us.
So I feel like most men, like, that's how they feel good. You telling them nice stuff for how well they're doing.
I'm good at that, too.
Stroking egos. I'm like,
damn, boy, you fine as
I'm
hell.
I'm not that good at that. That's something I could work on.
I'm so proud of you. So smart. You're such a good
man. Now I tell a nigga he fine all day long because I like to look at men.
You're such a good father. You're such a great son. Oh, your grandma's so lucky to have you. That's how I talk to these niggas.
But do you do that to all niggas or just the nigga you like?
Just the niggas I like. The nigga who I don't like, I'd be like, boy, get the fuck out my face with that. I told you, just change the oil. It's like, I'm
whatever,
joking,
you be talking to them niggas bad.
No, I don't. I be nice. I'm too nice. That's my problem. No, I'm lying.
Ladies, affirm your men. He may not, you know, a lot of men don't know what love languages are, right? But I can assure you that those words of affirmation is most, especially black men, that's going to be like the number one thing, I believe.
Right. Do you tell your man how good his dick is and stuff like that?
Yeah. If I'm getting some good dick, I need you to know because it ain't good until I tell you. Don't assume nothing.
Only during sex or do you say after, it when it's... When
I might have to hit your ass up like, you know that did good, right?
Like, oh, I'm working a day and my pussy is so sore. Your dick is so good. Yeah. He'd be like, yeah, I'm the man.
Can you pay this? Look, can you pay this? And like, if you try to get something out of the man, you got to affirm them first. And then ask for some
right,
shit.
but don't ask right after the affirmation.
Like then give it 24 hours.
Yeah, let it simmer.
Yeah, because y'all trying to figure out how to get money out of men, just give them a lot of send a lot of affirming text messages and shit like that,
and say it to his face. Look him in his eyes and tell him how he a good
look,
man,
and also
and how you so grateful for
buy
him.
Buy them something also. Real gold diggers trick
also
first.
Mean it. But you also gotta mean it too.
Yeah.
I mean, you should. You ain't gotta, but you should mean it. You ever told a nigga his sex was good and
no,
it wasn't?
I'm not one of those. I'm not about to play with you. I done had some good little dick. I done had some bad big dick. Like, I'm not about, it's not about that. So if the dick is not good, I'm gonna let you know I'm not satisfied. And I'll even like try to, I remember this one dude.
How you say it?
So this one guy I was fucking with once. I really liked him. We real good friends. And it's just like, he was licking my pussy like stupid. Just like a rug. Like he wasn't, he just wasn't licking my pussy good. So I just sent him so many videos of pussy licking. Like just Because it's not like he was unwilling to do it. He just said he never had to.
I'm sending you this.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I told him I had already talked to him about the head beforehand. So now I'm just trying to send you like some instructional guides at this point, because that's a big thing for me. Like, I really, 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 really like cunnilingus. Like, you really gotta lick my pussy.
I don't like when a nigga's stiff tongue. Like, why are you going?
Well, I like that sometimes. It just depends. I like a combo. Just combo, my coochie. But guy, like, you can't even do that. You just licking this shit like a bowl of milk. I need you to watch these goddamn videos, dog.
Like a kitty cat.
And you wonder why my shit always dry. Like, you know, men, a lot of times, women pussy be dry because you don't turn them on. Like, your touches is not turning them on. How you doing their body is just not turning them on. Because when a woman is into a man, just a mere thought of him, that pussy might get wet. Like, I'm just thinking about you and like, damn.
Yeah, and then you out here talking about her coochie dry. No, you just was not entertaining exactly. it. It was sleep.
You weren't affirming this coochie.
No, but some coochies just be dry too, though. Mm-hmm. Not mine.
Girl, I don't even sweat that much. That's how I know it's just be straight fucking juices. What was I watching? They was talking about like big girls, like how that they pussy probably be super juicy because it's got the pussy juice and the sweat.
Ew.
That should be down there. Sounded like that real mac, that good mac and cheese.
Cause it's sweat. I don't like it.
That coochie wingy. In Charleston, like when you musty, we call it wingy.
Wingy. That's yeah, musty. Like,
yeah, wingy is musty.
Ew.
Shame, bitch.
Okay, hold that thought. 1 second. Let's pay some bills.
Dumb bitch stories.
You're so dumb.
Because we've all been a dumb bitch at least once or twice.
Listen, I do have a dumb bitch story. It's actually an article, though. It's not anyone. No one sent it in for any advice. But this is an article I found in New York Post. It says this woman was swindled out of $190K by con men after matching on Tinder. I just never understand how bitches be getting finessed on dating websites. Like, how?
They be hopeless romantics. How? They hopeless and hopeful.
Them motherfuckers is just hopeless. Is what?
No, hopeful. Hopeless romantics. Don't say that.
Listen, it says a Middle Eastern woman has been swindled out of, it's whatever their dollar is, but it's equal to $188,000 after falling for a fraudster on Tinder. Amrita Sebastian, who lives in Dubai, matched with 38-year-old British man Richard Dexter. He said city boy times 20 on a dating app. The pair began exchanging messages, with Dexter claiming he was a successful businessman selling biopharma software. He told Sebastian that multinational corporations were interested in signing a major deal with him and that he was on the verge of a big windfall, the Daily Mail reported. He purportedly proclaimed American company 3M was one of the companies interested in signing a multi-million dollar deal. Dexter allegedly told Sebastian that all he needed was some money to start production of a piece of the scientific equipment that would allow him to ink the major contracts. Sebastian, who is based in Dubai but frequently travels to the UK, initially sent over $53,300, believing it was an investment that would also result in receiving substantial profits. She sent another $950,000 2 months later, having been assured that Dexter could cover all losses she might make. And this nigga fine too. He's fine. He's not a, I mean, he's a, the lady is from Dubai. He's a European. White guy. Mm-hmm. Fine. Sebastian says that then Sebastian says she then continued to send money to protect the initial investment, with Dexter promising that the windfall was just around the corner. However, the fortune did not materialize, and Sebastian contacted the British police. The cops commenced an investigation raiding Dexter's home, where they found a document claiming he had more than $5 million invested in financial services company. However, the account actually belonged to a friend, and final balance was just 49 cents. He had 49 cents to his name. Well, in a bank, anyway.
What he did with all the money?
I guess he'd been taking it out. Dexter was subsequently charged and pleaded guilty to 7 counts of fraud in British court. Earlier this week, he is now facing the prospect of jail time. Dexter used Sebastian's hard-earned money on himself, but lawyers did not disclose how he splashed the cash. Experts caution hopeless romantics from sending money to people they met on dating apps. And Sebastian's sad experience is not all that uncommon. Bitches, how are y'all getting finessed on these pieces of fish? I call it pieces of fish. This was Tinder she was on, but how? Like, a nigga I know can't finesse me out of money. I'm definitely not letting a stranger.
Right, she must got a bag though.
Hell yeah, like, cause she sound like she's an investor. Like, he probably, you know, sold the idea to her, and mm-hmm. she saw a good investment opportunity. So he should go to jail mm-hmm. for that. It's not like she just was sending him money just for nothing.
Right. Yeah. But any investment, you take a chance on losing it. You know.
Yeah, so. Even when you're buying pounds of weed, like, it might get lost.
Right. Right. So you gotta just take your L. That's a lot though.
I'm not taking that L. He gonna have to get the fuck up out of here. If he don't go to prison,
he gotta die. Yes.
I'll lay on that nigga for 2 years, but he gotta get the fuck out of here. He gotta get out of here.
AJ popping up back out after 2 years, like, oh yeah, you thought shit was sweet. You thought you was good.
Yep, I'm meeting that nigga on Tinder again in 2 years. Exactly.
As a different bitch.
Yep. He gonna get it. Damn. He gonna guess what's coming to him.
I mean, I guess that was a dumb bitch innocent series right there, because he ended up going to jail for trying to finesse, and she got played out of a lot of money.
I wonder.
Let me tell you what I get these niggas. A bacon, egg, and cheese to go.
I'll make you a sausage, egg, and cheese on croissant.
That's what I'm saying. At the house to go. Can't even sit down and eat it here. I'm just joking, y'all. I'm just joking. I be tricking when I like my
right, name. Exactly. Be over there packing bag lunches. Baby, you good? Dropping lunch off to a nigga job. You good?
Bag lunch with $40. You good?
This is why I don't understand how men say, like, women, these modern women, we just don't do nothing nice. Like, bitches be bending over backwards for men they mm-hmm. want. I don't know what these guys are talking about.
I remember one time I was dating this guy. He was military, and he worked on the flight line, right? And I wanted to bring him a sandwich because he was hungry. That baby was hungry. So I was like, okay, I'll bring you some food. And I went on the military base to bring him the food. And I turned my car on the flight line. And I don't know if y'all know what a flight line is, but you definitely don't want to drive your car on it. Okay. So then the military police came to my car, and they like rushed my car with guns and shit. And I just wanted to bring a nigga a sandwich.
Why do you go through all these things? Like, how?
Because God is trying to teach me a lesson.
Pay attention.
Whatever it is, Lord, I receive it, Lord. I don't know
the
what
nigga
it
is telling. God is telling you to pay attention, bitch. Because I'm pretty sure it was a sign that says, do not enter.
Do not drive your car on the flight line. I turned my happy ass right in it.
Stupid.
About to go to jail.
Shame. All right. So listen, we got a random sex fact. So today, the random sex fact is, it says faking it isn't always a bad thing. And this comes to you. This is brought to you by health.com. It says, it's often assumed that people fake orgasms because they aren't enjoying themselves or they just want it to be over, says Garcia. But sometimes putting on a big show is part of the enjoyment, he adds. Sex is performative, and sometimes it's fun for both parties to get carried away. Speaking of fake orgasms, did you know that men do it too? They can and often do, says Garcia, often for the same reasons women do it. Since sex involves a lot of fluids anyway, it's not always easy to tell whether he's ejaculated or not. Then we laugh. Ha 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 ha.
Then you put in that, I be knowing because I smell it.
Bitch,
I guess so, bitch.
Listen, I need to stop talking about my preferences on here. It's not like I just be out here smashing everybody raw, man. That's what you're going to have people
think. No, I don't think anybody assumes that you smash everybody raw. I just think you smash every time raw.
It's just like, why do it if you're not going to enjoy it? Like, did nobody feel like that damn balloon in their coochie? You smelling like latex. Yeah. Spermicide.
There's condoms that do feel like.
We need a condom commercial.
It don't feel like skin. We need a somewhat, yeah. We need a safe sex representative outside of me to talk about the importance of protection, because you're going to have all our listeners fucking raw.
Listen, we need to go ahead and populate the earth anyway, y'all. They try to say it's only 13%. Black people out this bitch, we need all, what Nas said? Ladies, don't abortion your wounds. We need more warriors soon. Listen, have your babies, lady.
Yeah, have them kids. But it's easy for me to say because I ain't going to have to take care of them. I'm using condoms out here.
Yeah, I might even help. I might pick them up, but as long as I can drop their ass back off at your fucking house. Listen, if you guys enjoyed this episode, please tune in every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever the fuck you get your podcast at. It's your girl, AJ Holiday 2.0. Hit us up on We Talk Back Podcast on Instagram. And listen, we have not gotten an Ask Your Black Friend question, and we just had some really critical moments happen the last couple weeks. Y'all want to talk about it? Send us an email at wetalkbackpod@gmail.com. Or hit us up at We Talk Back Podcast on Instagram. Hey.
It's Tam Bam, y'all. Follow me on Instagram, official Tam Bam. I love y'all. Y'all have a good one, man. We'll see you next week.